The prestigious Yale New Haven Hospital is scrambling to keep its accreditation. The council that oversees doctors' training shocked the medical community recently by threatening to strip the teaching hospital of its seal of approval unless the hospital reduced working hours and improved working conditions for residents. The council was particularly concerned that some surgeons in training were working more than 100 hours a week. Joining us to talk about the situation is Dr. Peter Herbert, Chief of Staff at the Yale New Haven Hospital. Welcome, Dr. Herbert.
Thank you, John.
First of all, Dr. Herbert, I wonder if it came as a shock to you when you got this letter, this threatening letter from the Accreditation Council for Medical Education.
It came as something of a shock. The initial review actually took place almost a year ago, and the program directors and residents who participated in the review thought it went pretty well.
What exactly was the council concerned about at Yale New Haven?
One of our 28 residencies, the general surgical residency.
Do you agree with the council that young surgeons in training at your hospital were working hours that were far too long?
We agree that they are, in several instances, that they're longer than specified by the Accreditation Council for Graduate Medical Education. First, that they require that residents have at least one full day off each week. And our residents, in fact, on several rotations did not have a full day off each week. Secondly, they're very concerned that residents not be on call in the hospital more frequently than every third night.
Now, I understand the Accreditation Council suggests that 80 hours a week is appropriate.
Yeah, that's not quite accurate. Mm-hmm. They do specify, however, that resident work hours should be reasonable. And most people consider reasonable under 100 hours a week.
Mm-hmm. What is behind this practice of working doctors in training for such long hours?
Take the example of general surgery. When a resident is in their senior years of training, the expectation is that they'll have a minimum of 350 major cases in which they participate.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is if the residents are only in the hospital 1, 2, or 3 days a week, it is very difficult for them to get that kind of experience.
What do you plan to do at Yale New Haven to rectify the situation and save your accreditation?
We have a goal of finding nurse practitioners or physician associate to help residents get done much of the work that they consider more administrative than simply doctor work. Secondly, we're going to have to be very imaginative about their schedules to try to optimize the time that they're in the hospital where they'll get maximal patient experience and still ensure that they're out of the hospital for each a full day every week. So the hospital is going to do what's necessary to ensure that we reclaim accreditation for general surgery.
I believe you're planning to spend about $1 million a year to make these reforms.
That is somebody's estimate. It would cost that much to obtain the required help.
By making these changes, do you think you will educate young doctors better?
I think probably when the changes are complete, residents will have more time to pursue independent study, to work on their books as well as within the hospital. So I think it will be a better program.
Thanks very much, Dr. Herbert.
Good to talk to you.
Peter Herbert is Chief of Staff at the Yale New Haven Hospital. The hospital has agreed to change conditions for doctors in training in order to save its accreditation.